This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so Rich, we've got Chiefs, Patriots, we've got Rams, Saints.
Right.
There's four possible Super Bowls that we could be looking at here. Which is the matchup you most want to see in the Super Bowl between these four teams?
Well, there's no question I'm pulling for the Chiefs. I'm just like most people, I think. I'm just sick of the Patriots.
Okay.
I mean, this is Brady's, I believe, he's played 18 seasons in the NFL, 17 full. He missed nearly an entire season.
Yeah, all but about 8 minutes of the 2008
right.
season.
Of
yeah.
the 17 full seasons he's played, he's been at this game, this AFC Championship game, 13 times.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and I have the utmost respect for it. It's an incredible run of excellence and accomplishment, but enough.
Someone said, Rich, someone to put it in perspective, what you just said, Tom Brady getting to the AFC title game has the same percentage as Drew Brees completing a pass in an NFL game.
Yeah.
That's...
That's insane.
It's mind-blowing.
It really is.
Stuff like that, to me, in a weird way, is more impressive than the five Super Bowls. And the five Super Bowls are really impressive.
Of course,
don't get me wrong.
Of course.
But those games, especially the five that they won, were games that could have gone either way, which takes a certain knack.
Right.
But there's some luck involved in those things. When you get to a stat like that, 18 seasons, getting to an AFC title, the grind that it takes
right.
to get to... To put yourself in position to get to an AFC title game, because a lot of those are an end result, a direct result yeah. of being great in the regular season, right? Getting that bye.
17 true seasons.
Yeah, okay.
18 years in the league, really only 17 where you can apply these accomplishments.
Even more impressive.
Right.
So that to me, that stuff to me is maybe the most impressive part, because those are things that are that emanate directly. Especially getting to an AFC title game, like that is truly something where what you did in the regular season sets you up for the ability to get there, and for them to cash in that many times and actually get to that game.
Many, many times they've had the bye to help facilitate that run.
Because they're so good during
right,
the regular
right,
season.
To that
yeah.
conference. The other number I'll throw out
so
is...
So Chiefs is... Okay, go ahead.
If you're saying 17, not 18, even yeah. though we know he played in 18 seasons, but
barely,
17
yeah.
really only applied.
Yep.
If they beat the Chiefs, this will be Super Bowl number 9 in those 17
More
seasons.
Than half.
More than half
That's unbelievable.
Of the full seasons he's played in the NFL, which spans almost 2 decades, he's been to the Super Bowl.
Again, that's why when people throw in your face, when people who argue against Tom Brady being the greatest of all time kind of make me laugh a little bit.
There's no argument.
But some people do argue.
They do. They do.
They'll argue, Rich, and they'll argue someone like Joe Montana, who is great. You know, he is great. Any of these arguments, you're talking about guys who are all-time greats, and there's arguments to be made. But when the argument becomes, well, Montana went 4-0 in Super Bowls. Tom Brady, boy, if he loses this year, he'll be 5-4 in Super Bowls. Okay, so what you're saying is he'd have been better off losing in all those AFC yeah. title games and going 5-0 in Super Bowls.
Yeah.
That would have made him better, I suppose.
To me, it became inarguable when he beat the Falcons at NRG.
The way that he won
that
game.
And I think we said it, you, me, and Ted, when Ted was here. I think yeah. we said it the day after. That's it. End of conversation.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was there already with it, but yeah, that's like the...
That ended all debate for me.
That's the closing of the book.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely pulling for the Patriots.
No, hang on. Are you pulling
I mean the Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The Chiefs.
Because you're
bad.
Sick of the Patriots.
I'm sick of the Patriots.
Gotcha.
I'm very torn on the NFC game.
I think I know why you are rooting for the Rams.
You know I'm a huge Wade Phillips
that's
guy.
That's exactly why you're rooting
I'm
for the Rams.
I'm a huge right. Wade Phillips
so
guy.
That's a good
I
reason.
Always want to see Wade get there.
Yeah.
Even though I know he's already gotten there with the Denver Broncos. He ended the drought for
yep.
the Phillips family. I'd love to see Wade get there again. But I'm also a big Drew Brees fan. I got a little spot in there somewhere for the Saints. I really appreciate the Saints.
Okay,
I like their story. I like their quarterback.
Yeah, so you got to pick one, Rich.
I'll take Wade. I'll take the Rams.
Yeah, well, I think that's a rematch.
I want to see Rams Chiefs.
It's a rematch of one of the best regular season games of the season.
It is. It's remarkable because both of these games this weekend are rematches of two of the most memorable games of the regular season. Both were over 80 points. Both were close outcomes.
Yeah, upsets are fun, but when there are no upsets, you wind up with great, great, what we'll call semifinal matchups like this, one against two. Matchups, like you just said, rematches of games that were really compelling regular season games, potential rematch, at least in the case of the Chiefs and the Rams,
and guaranteed
regular season game.
And guaranteed a first-time winner, right? I mean, I know it's been a while, but Drew Brees and Sean Payton have won one, and obviously the Patriots have won a bunch.
The Rams and the Chiefs as a franchise have both won Super Bowls.
Oh, right. Yeah. I guess not first time, but I'm talking about like for their current cast.
Yeah. For this nucleus, both of these head coaches, obviously, and both of these quarterbacks.
That's more what I meant.
Yeah. Well, and it would be a battle of two quarterbacks of the future, right? As living in a city where we have a quarterback of the future, it does make us sort of like Charlie Bucket sitting outside the candy shop with our faces pressed up against the glass watching Goff and Mahomes go at it, knowing, man, we got a guy that might be able to get us inside this candy store someday.
And
so we can eat a Wonka scrump diddly umptious.
The Rams won their Super Bowl in St. Louis. I don't believe the L.A. Rams have ever won a Super Bowl.
They have not. No, so the Rams as a franchise, yeah, obviously. My question with that, and I'll tell you what my matchup is in a second, but as long as yours is Chiefs-Rams, which is number two on my list, what do you put the number at for the total in a game like that? The number, if you remember, the number
80.
Everybody's going to take the under at 80. The number in the regular season for that game was the highest in the history of the regular season. It was 63.5.
80.
And they plowed through that. All right, well, I think
I know it's not going to be 80, but that's...
I think 70 is in the conversation, though.
Probably, sure.
They scored 105.
Should be.
70 might be in the conversation. How crazy is that?
All the things we're talking about and have been talking about the last couple of days just reaffirm the era in which we live.
All right, so if it's Chiefs-Rams, let's get on the record right now. What do you think the posted total is on that game in Vegas? I'm going to say 68.5.
I'll go 70.
You'll go 70. Okay. Mine, Rich, is Patriots-Saints. Because we've never seen Brady and Breeze go at it in a Super Bowl.
It's a good reason.
It's like Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair for me. You know what I mean? Like the two... I think you could argue...
Both in their 40s.
I think you could argue, very easily argue, Brady, best quarter... Since 2000, they both came into the league about the same time. Brady in 2000, Breeze in 2001. So their footprint of their career is about the same. I don't think I'm speaking out of line here when I say that Brady's been the best quarterback in the AFC in that time frame, and Breeze has been the best quarterback in the NFC in that time frame.
Sounds about right.
Brady's an easy one because we're saying he may be the greatest of all time, period. But tell me who a better NFC quarterback has been. I know he's only been in the NFC since 2006, but Breeze, I guess Aaron Rodgers probably be the only one you can put in that conversation. I'll take Breeze's body of work over Aaron Rodgers' body of work.
Yeah, I think I would too as I scan the possibilities. Of course, if we're talking accomplished, but I know we don't want to go down that road.
Well, Breeze is better than Eli Manning, Rich.
Breeze is better than Eli Manning, but not as accomplished.
He hasn't won as many Super Bowls as Eli Manning, but he's in his career accomplished a lot more than Eli Manning.
In the regular season, yes.
He hasn't won as many. Okay, this is going to turn into the argument.
I told you we don't want to go down this road.
Well, you brought it up. That's your passive-aggressive way of going down that road when
you do
that.
No, it isn't. We could have easily just moved on.
Uh-huh. It's my fault. All right. Patriots-Saints would be mine. And I think the interesting thing about Patriots-Saints as well, Rich, you bring up, I think a lot of people agree with you that they don't want to see the Patriots again. For me, Patriot fan is almost the devil I know at this point. Like, they're obnoxious all the time. I'm nervous about welcoming new obnoxious fans into our lives.
Well, we're not going to be...
Patriot fans are like humidity in Houston in July. They just sort of exist, and I try to avoid them whenever possible.
Presumably, we're not going to be in a food court this year doing the game on our shows on Radio Row in Atlanta.
That was terrible.
That was the problem last year with Eagles fans who were beside themselves, and for good reason. Yeah. But we're essentially about as far away from me as Sean is from me right now, which is to say just a few feet, screaming their fly eagle, fly chants and all this stuff that was drowning out our audio and people couldn't hear us doing the show.
I think of these four fan bases, though, Rich, if we had to go back to a food court to do our show, the only one that we could count on acting with some level of decorum would be the Ram fans because, one, there aren't nearly as many of them as there are these other three. The other three fan bases have chants and are obnoxious. Like, the Patriot fans are obnoxious. Their chant is just child speak. They just yell words in their pronunciations, like Ka and Pac and Ah, Belichick, Brady, Tommy,
I just can't imagine anyone being as obnoxious as the Eagles fans.
I can't either, but the Chiefs have their, you know, they have their Native American chant that they do with the, you know, in the stadium there. And then the Saint fans have all the hoodats and the, you know, they've got their Choppa song now that they do and everything else. So
One of my favorite fan bases in the country, though.
The Saints?
Saints fans.
Yeah, I feel like they're friendly obnoxious.
Yes.
Yeah, they're friendly obnoxious.
Absolutely.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.